Another important resource that a mayor would provide would be to deliver the manpower necessary for building projects and other work required by the king, perhaps even serving in the army. The story of a poor man from Nippur reports an interaction between a mayor and one of his less prosperous citizens. The mayor comes off very poorly in this tale, as politicians often do in satirical literature. The poor man gave a fine goat to the mayor, hoping that the mayor would then, in return, and thanks for this, invite the entire family of the poor man to dinner. The motivation behind this is that the poor man realized he could not feed enough members of his family with just one goat, but he needed a larger meal. And so he thought if he curried favor with the mayor and was rewarded by an invitation to dinner, then more of his family could eat. The mayor doesn't behave quite the way the poor man hoped, and instead rewarded him with a small cup of cheap beer and some gristly meat that was largely bone. The poor man spends quite a bit of time plotting his revenge, which is elaborate and involves numerous disguises. He first disguises himself as a rich man and then later as a physician. And once he reveals his true identity to the mayor and explains why he has publicly humiliated the mayor, that's the point of the whole story, then supposedly there is resolution between the wealthy mayor and the poor man. Mayors should probably be thought of best as the representative of the city to the palace and vice versa. So they would serve as intermediaries between these two groups. We know that in addition to a mayor, there was an assembly, and perhaps even more than one in a large city. A large city might be divided into different districts, and each one would have an assembly. The assembly had a leader, whose main purpose was to imprison people. So they formed a legal oversight of the city or their district. There's no indication of who could belong to an assembly. It's generally assumed that only men would participate in this legal or political role because no women are mentioned, but that's an argument from silence, so I don't think we should assume that in every case. Scattered sources reveal that cities were divided into quarters or neighborhoods, and there were probably leaders at this level that oversaw the more mundane needs of a city, keeping the streets clear of litter, policing petty crime, issues like that. And again, when we discuss laws, we'll see some of the problems that affected urban life and that these would be resolved through the assemblies or through adjudication at the local level. There are many titles of officials recorded in texts, so we know that there was a thriving urban bureaucracy, but the terms don't help us understand exactly how this bureaucracy worked or what the social or political hierarchy of the leaders was. Let's move now to look at what the rest of the people are doing in the city if they're not members of the assembly. What are their professions? We've spoken most about agricultural workers, weavers, and priests, but texts record many ways of making a living. Some of these professions were seasonal, so we think immediately of the agricultural workers who had months when their services weren't necessary, and they might have some other way of getting income during the downtime for the agricultural season. The food industry required bakers, butchers, gardeners, brewers, tavern keepers, and servers, and these last two were usually women, the tavern keepers and servers, architects, craftsmen, masons, carpenters, all created homes and other buildings. And wreckers would tear down old structures to make way for new ones,